You're listening to Comedy Central.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Please welcome Christian Amanpour.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's always good to have you here.
I'm going to unbutton like you.
Sorry. Oh, you can do whatever. You always look stylish. Yeah. Popping in from the UK here for a little bit. This is interesting because every time I see you, we talk about the news.
Yes.
You're deeply entrenched in the news, but this is a different series. Can I still talk to you about the news?
You can. Yeah.
It's been a crazy news day.
It has.
Right. Robert Mueller subpoenaing Trump's
the whole
businesses.
Organization.
The whole organization.
With focus on any documents to deal with Russia business.
So let me ask this. What happens if Mueller just finds that it's money laundering? Does he walk away?
I don't know. I don't think so. Everybody's saying follow the money.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
Except Trump. He's like, don't follow the money. Nothing
well,
to see
I did
here.
Like your wonderful profile of his new chief economic advisor. So
he's a fascinating man, isn't he?
Yeah.
Kudlow?
My favorite is the, there's no bubble.
Yeah.
There's no recession. There's no crisis.
I feel like that's what Trump...
The new North Korea negotiator.
Oh,
huh?
Man. There's no nukes. Yeah. There's nothing. Let's talk about the series, because this is different,
yes.
And this is
yes.
Interesting. I feel like this is you doing a passion project.
It's
stepping out of the news and going, I want to focus on sex and love. What is the series about?
First of all, I had to try to focus on something to give me some respite from the stress of the times we live in, right?
I can understand that.
You can understand that. And I just was really fortunate to have come up with this idea, to have basically persuaded and had this wonderful conversation with Anthony Bourdain of Parts Unknown.
Right.
You know him very well. He's on CNN. And we decided that this was a great conversation to have. And you can see I'm a little bit awkward as it starts. There I am at a table saying, so, how's sex? You know, I mean,
right.
It's not the most profound question.
Right.
However, it's very much fun. This whole series in all the different cities around the world is a lot of fun. And importantly, again, relative to one of your previous segments just now, these women are not shafted, so to speak.
Right.
These women are not victims. These are the women who I found around the world in all these cities, even with restrictive norms around women, their lives, their sexuality, who are actually trying to change the dynamic and want to take their own happiness into their hands and don't want to live their mother's lives where everything was arranged, marriage was arranged.
Right.
You know, they had to do everything according to the family or according to the man.
And that is something that makes the series different,
yeah.
Is that it really is a celebration of women mm-hmm. controlling their sexuality within their different parameters around the
mm-hmm.
world. And it's interesting to see the dynamic because you go to different cities,
yes.
You speak to different women. One thing that really fascinated me was when you spoke about going to a war zone.
Yep.
Going to a war zone and speaking to wives and lovers and saying, how do you maintain your love and your sex in the midst of a war? Because you don't think of that.
Like I know.
We see something happening in Syria, mm-hmm. we forget that somebody's smashing.
Exactly. That is what actually inspired me to do the series, that very question about those very people. Because
right.
all my career, I have done extreme reporting in extreme conditions. So I've watched the human condition in the most extreme circumstances. And they're, you know, worried about survival, worried about, you know, feeding their children, worried about staying alive, this and that. And I thought, but you know what? There is another side to the coin of the human condition. And that side is happiness, it's love, it's intimacy, it's sex, it's how do women, especially in these parts of the world, actually express their most basic needs?
Right.
How do they ask for what is their right? Why do we all have the right to pursuit of happiness and fulfillment and all the rest of it, and they don't?
In Japan, it's interesting because you don't just talk about the women who are unfulfilled, but you talk about a culture where they're struggling right now because, you talk about in the series, I think it's 40% of Japanese men are virgins.
Yes, and it's extraordinary.
Right, and many men and women have never touched. They don't touch in public. They don't know how to communicate. And so sex is on the decline.
It's so on the decline, and it's a very taboo subject, and they don't have words for I love you, or they don't use those words. And there's a lot of really poignant interviews in the Tokyo episode, which you just saw a clip from. And at the end of this program, at this episode, we have this fabulous couple who want to buck this system and buck this trend. And they've created this thing called the Adoring Husband Society, where regularly the husband has to go and stand and shout and bellow, I love you, to their wives. And
that's
do you know what it works?
That's what they have to do?
Yes, as well as other things.
Wait, so
but you start by
so they
doing
just,
that.
You just, you walk out and then you're like, I love you!
Yes!
I love you!
Yes!
I love you!
Yes! And watch then, the show.
And
it's
then you
amazing.
Smash.
Yeah, what is this smash?
Thank you so much for being on the show again. Sex and Love Around the World premieres March 17th at 10 p.m. on CNN. Christiane Amanpour, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.